There's news out of Washington as President Trump is overseas meeting with heads of state to include the Pope, Pope Francis. President Trump visited the Vatican and met with Pope Francis, where he gave Pope Francis letters and writings from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In other news, well, there is a CBO report on the House Republican health care bill that was released recently. The Congressional Budget Office finds that 23 million fewer Americans will have health insurance by 2026 if the House bill goes into effect. The CBO also finds that the bill would reduce deficits by $119 billion compared with Obamacare. There's also some other news that the new CBO report will serve as an important report card for the Senate as they deliberate over their own version of the health care bill. Senators who are working exclusively on that bill are 13 white men, excluding women and people of color. Some are concerned there's a lack of regard when it comes to preventative care as well as pre-existing conditions. And in other news, as it relates to President Trump's 2018 budget that was revealed this week, it calls for a lot of domestic cuts. Representative Alma Adams says in 2018, for the president's proposed budget cuts, it would hurt HBCUs with $140 million cut to TRIO. There are also cuts of $141 million from the Gear Up program, as well as removing $91 million in institutional development money. If you remember, several HBCUs are in financial crisis and are in need of those fundings. In another note, when it comes to the domestic cuts President Trump is looking to implement, he's talking about cutting Head Start. Kamala Harris, U.S. Senator from California, is very concerned, saying California children will no longer receive high-quality child care or early education if these cuts take place. Representative Alma Adams says this budget by the president is a statement of priorities, and President Trump has made his clear. April Ryan, AURN News.